based on yesterday is the definition of marriage. Not Kiddushin. Kiddushin is easy. Isha nigs bekesim shtar babiyah. That's easy. But Nisuin, which is stage two, is not completely clear what in the world it is. We discussed yesterday five possibilities. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch again one more time. The Siman Nun Hei. We had literally five possibilities as what Nisuin actually might be. Obviously, it's very unclear. If there could be five possibilities, you know it's not exactly clear in the Gemara what it really is. Let's chazer again. Shulchan Aruch Siman Nun Hei Sif Aleph. The Mechaber, Maran Bet Yosef, quotes the Rambam verbatim. Nisuin is Yichud Haroi Lebiya. That's what it is. And obviously, part of that is what we discussed yesterday at some length about Chuppas Nida. Can't work because it's Yichud, it's even Aser. This is the Rambam's opinion. That's what the Mechaber says. The Ramah says, no. Let's start the Ramah from the beginning. If you're Shalman, the Chuppah ain't no Yichud. Right away, this is an unusual Ramah. It's not what you said. It's the shul I don't have it in, yeah? It's not what you said. It's not Yichud. And rather, what is it? Who says so? The Ran. We read the Ran at the very beginning of the service. We saw it inside. Number three. What is that? Where does this come from? This is the idea of the talis, which we have the German custom, the Sephardic custom to this day, the talis draped over the heads. We saw the question they ask. It's not considered to be knisa. We said it's not sure be kasha. It could be called knisa. Fine. That's number three. Number four. V'yesh omim the chuppas besula mishayotzu behinuma v'almona mishenis yachtu. So now you have, leave out the almona difference, which we discussed yesterday. Almona, according to the Beis Yaakov, means a bogeres, based on the fact that there's no that in Mesiris Ha'aretz, that that's Yochid, most possible are against the Beis Yaakov. So we'll see later in the Aruch HaShulchan how this can be best explained. But for the Heinuma, what's Heinuma? The Aruch HaShulchan says Heinuma is based upon the Gemara and the Mishnah, the Tetzvav and Medbeis that we saw, and the Gemara Yudzayin and Medbeis. It's a veil. It's a, but we call it a Badekin. And they have the Badekin. We're familiar with all these things. But here's number five, is the main thing. And then they put them under the canopy. Then he throws in an afterthought. And what do? You bring them to the house and they eat. But the eating is ma'akev. It's hard to imagine that's ma'akev. That's what they do. They go to eat. And then they're makom tzenua. It doesn't say yichud bro the beer. They still go to eat. What we do today, as we saw at the end of the shi'as, it's quoting from the Chalkas Mechokek test, so we ended. Ayin, Babach, Anu, Noah, the Reikulim. You have all five. You have all five. First, you have the Badekin, then the Taz screams, how can it be? We had three reasons why that Badekin can't count. One, they do it, the Chos doesn't even count. How can it be a Chuppah without the Chos? Ish Mekadish Bo B'Shlucho. Kiddushin you can do, but you can't have Nisuin. Nisuin is the intimate connection between the Chos. You can't do that by a proxy. Right, you can be mekadesh and isha because of a b'shtar by a shliach. You certainly can't be mekadesh but be a by a shliach. That's obvious. So you also can't have nisuin by a shliach because nisuin is a hachana to the bia. That's the Ramashita Yichud of all the bia, and even the others hold it. So you can't. So that's Taz screams and yells, and he has cases where they did a bedekin, and the chassan was fighting about the dowry, and he walked away, and they didn't require a get or demand him to marry her, etc. So the Taz is not happy that should be considered. But we do it anyway. We do a Badekin. Sorry? It's before Kiddushin. That's part of the problem we discussed before. Can you have Nisun before Kiddushin? Some say yes. We'll see soon. That's why it's on the Makaris. We'll see soon. Not that the Nisun without a Kiddushin is anything. That's absurd. But the Nisun can precede the Kiddushin insofar as that the second you do the Kiddushin is right away Nisun. That's Rabbi Asher Weiss's opinion. I told you before. That he said there's no time today between Kiddushin and Nisun. Because you're under the chuppah, the splitter, you can put the ring on the finger. We said it's not true. That was the whole Chavas Yor, that was a Gashuni. We're going to go repeat from that whole discussion from last week. Fine. Rabosai Vaita. Chalkas Mechokik Nun Hei Os Tes. Okay? So we do everything. The first thing we do is about Dekin. But of course, as he says on Beferish, Kozman Shon Eskacha Ein Chuppah Konam Kiddush. It's nothing. Rak Shon Eskacha Nikris Mafreya Nesu. That says, Where's the word of Mafreya come from? We never got a chance to see the Tosas yesterday. Right? We never got a chance to see it. Well, we have to see it now. Where do you see the word of Mafreya? The Tosas is found, Rabbi Osei, in Kemesechta Yuma. It's in the context of, we saw yesterday, the Beis Yaakov's Kasha. How can the Rambam say Ruchi the Royal Abiyah? But then the Gemara speaks about Nisuan and Yom Kippur. No woman is Royal Abiyah and Yom Kippur. So these are, according to many of them, these are the Raisa of Abiyah and Yom Kippur. So how can no Chuppah should be able to work? That's what we started talking about. So we gave Rabbi Shech this teretz, that it's only a problem if there's a Din Erva, and Yom Kippur, although it's Usur, we can't call it a Din Erva, and then it does not stand in the way of the validity of a marriage. Okay, this is the Tosis in Masechta Yuma that everyone talks about. Yud Gimel Lamed Beis. Let's read the words inside. You tell me if you see the word Lamed Freya. I mean, you may just read it wrong. Okay, so the man, what do you do? You man has a wife. In case his wife dies, he marries another wife on the condition that the first wife dies. If the first wife, I mean, that's pretty unromantic if you ask me. If the first wife survives, we sure hope we pray for her foolish life, she's not even sick. We pray for a long life. So then it's a mud and a mice. It's a second wife and an understudy. If you understand that you could have two wives in those days. Today would be totally crazy. But it's before I made a Gershon. So he has a second wife just in reserve in case of. And Kohen goes, by the way, he's not allowed to have two wives. Only allowed to have one. So he's, you know, a king is only limited to 18. Kogazim is the one, you know. That's why that's so complicated. Always just take two wives, and if one dies, you always have the second. You know, you can't do that. You have to condition. Oh, condition. Okay. So he tells one wife, etc. The second one, he says, Amanas shalotamus chavirasech. On the condition that the other one will not die, there's nothing to worry about. Imesa shnia. What happens if one of them dies? The whole discussion. You go into the shul, get the mafreya, leka shnei batim. A whole complicated story. Okay, we're not going into this pratim right now because it's not for us. Very complicated story. Watch this. Okay. Watch. B'yushami mashma. Isha acheres maskine lo mezamnen osa. Shim tomos ishto me kippurim. Shikadesh zolz kyo me kippurim. Upoyo gemor didan. The parach osa v'yikadesh me esmo. The mashi matkinin ba'azmona bi'alma, u'mishani v'chiper ba'da v'ad beso, v'lo bat shnei batim. As I told you. If he marries her on Yom Kippur, u'porich, lo nimtza kekona kinyin b'shabes, u'mishani v'shem shvus yitir b'mikdash. Okay, they allowed him the mikdash. Om Rebbe Chanino, hado arma, this is the source we keep seeing. Halein de kantzin armalin. If someone marries an almona, sorok lekonson ribod yom. We haven't known what the word lekonson means. Something more than if it would be a psula. Keep that in mind, Rabbi Osei. It says be one up from a psula. Whatever psula is going to be, it's going to be one up. That's going to be the today's shir. Keep it in mind. Again. Shalo yehei kekona kenyan b'shabes. Nearly the farish. Psula sheyesh lachupa mibod yom. Misha shendikmasa lachupa. Kino lachol davar. Lahachimut alavo alea b'shabes. The first beer can be on Shabbos. Why? That beer is not a kenyan. And it took effect when he did the chuppah on Friday. Aval almono she'ein lo chuppah. This is exactly the source of this Rambam. It comes from the Yerushalmi. So others say the Bavli is fakert. But the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi. Yeah. Ve'ein ha'niknis le'bala le'yorsha le'tamu le'lofana the relatives of the Magic Three. Elay they bia mamish. Sarach lovo le'am ibojom. Shaloi kekona kinyin b'shabis. That's a Tosfos shot in this Yerushalmi. That's the first shot. Shot number one. Everyone with me so far? We're saying that the only way to be kona, to have nisun with an almona so far, the first shot is, be a mamish. Nothing else works. Oh. Shot two. Vafilim tim salom ashiyesh la almona chupa, kodem bia. Even if you'll say so. Nirali, the yichud shemis yacheres imo hainu chupas. Oh. So he's suggesting now, Yichud, let's assume just to make it stronger. Yichud Aroa Lebiya. Right? It's one step down from Biya proper. Yichud Aroa Lebiya is necessary when it comes to an almona. V'zei Eish Las is called a Mashabbos. Aval Besula, Mishayotasa Bihi Numa Havya Chupa Shalah. Now, Rabbosa, are these words Yotze Bihi Numa found in the Yerushalmi? I told you yesterday. I didn't see it. This is Tosus' version of what Chupa might be short of Yichud Rabbiya. This is Yotze Bihi Numa. This is what we call it in our language, the Badekin. But it's not found in the Yerushalmi. That's Tosus' Chiddush. Watch, hold on. V'zeh yuregil and lasis biyom, abel ha'yom miyachten, ele balayla samach lebiyom. Hashakam ebi Yerushalmi, holein dekonis armelin, sorach liyachtan, yichad ro'a lebiyom, mi ba'od yom, di yichad shlai nechupo. V'chein nir ele yosel omar, di almona nami isla chupo korim biyom. See, that's the second pshat better. V'yesh nizob, amai the precious shakonis almona, sorach liyachtan, me'erav Shabbos, acha birchas anisuin, you better make sure Allah Maisa has to be Yichad Ro'a Lebiya on Friday. But a Psula, it's enough to have Yotze Bihi Numa. So number one, Yotze Bihi Numa is Tosas Chiddush, not in Yerushalmi. Number two, the word of Mafreya is not here at all. Chagos Behovah says, Mafreya, where do you see the word of Mafreya? You see the word of Mafreya here? I don't see the word. I don't see it. I don't see it. Okay, whatever it may be. So we do everything. We do all five. What do we do all five? We have a Bedekin. Right? Let's go through the five. We have at the end, let's go in chronological order. Badekin is first. Right? The next thing that we do is under a canopy. That's number two. 2A for those who do it, those who are from German extraction or Sephardim, what do they do under the chuppah? They put on a what? They put on a talis. Number four, they go to a yichud room, and the yichud is yichud ro'a lebiya. Number five, as the Vilna Gaon already said, the main chuppah is when he takes it to his house. That's the real thing. I mean, we can say amongst ourselves, very nice that the yichud room is a yichud ro'a lebiya, and we'll see soon how much time they have to give them there. But I can give you one guarantee. Okay, can you take it from me? There's no beer going on in there. There's not enough time. You know? They don't take into account how long it just to take her to get off a wedding gown. Those things are so big. But it's a yichud royal to be here, okay? And then they have the regular yichud in the house as the Vilna Gaon. That's the real thing. So we do all five. The Bach is correct. On an organ, the Rekula. Fine. But there were those who say that the Badekin really is superfluous because it's earlier, we don't find the source for it really. The Yotze Bihi Numa is, yes, it's true, it's found in the Mishnah, in the Sech Tuxubas after Zavim and Beis, but we don't know that's an indispensable part. So we'll see soon. We already saw yesterday, Rabbosai, and that's what we got left off at the end of the year, in Simon Lamed Aleph. Go back there again to discuss the question of additional reasons that the Kala's face should be covered. We saw one over here, in Simon Lamed Aleph, Sid Beis, where it says as follows. The Mechaber says, the end of the Mechaber of Beis, L'chein nogu l'kadesh b'tavaz she'ein bo even. It's a universal custom to use for Kiddush in a ring, a plain ring without a stone. Because if it's a stone, you don't know how much it's worth, a diamond, it's, what's the thing called? Zarekin? What's it called? What's it worth? No one knows what I'm talking about? Zircon, whatever it may be. It's a fake diamond. It costs 0.01%, I think, of what a diamond costs. It looks the same. If you're not a maven, you fool everybody. Kach shamat. Okay? I think in Satma, they made a psak. You have to use only the zarekin. Or the zarekin, however you pronounce it. Because they couldn't afford it. Insane. I wish we'd follow Satma. We have a few more dollars in the bank, and a few less things to worry about with daughters and daughters-in-law having to walk around with these things. It's just a worry. It's just a worry. And if you do without the zarekin too, it's even better. What's wrong with you don't even need a wedding ring. You don't have any rings. What are these rings? The rings became a nice. I may have told you the story there. Rabbi Goldwichzal once told me he was walking with the Brisker Rav. And the Brisker Rav was telling him, you know, his personal reminiscences of his youth when he got married. And he said his wife told him after the wedding, what should I do with the finger or with the ring? Since from my perspective, do whatever you want. You don't need it anymore. I use it to get married. That's it. Shalom. To get married an apple. You know, so, I don't know if you use that expression. I'm sure you've talked probably to his rabbits. But the wedding ring is for the wedding. people want to use it all the time as a sign that they're married. Okay, I'm not opposed to it, but we know that many women who are married are not necessarily wearing so many rings. Whatever. Weiter. I told you, I just was here for Shabbos. Friday night, I was here and I ate in the cafeteria. So I went to wash the famous place of my Shabbos Aveda. And I gave back the diamond ring. I'm very rarely in the cafeteria anymore these days. I was reminding myself, Baruch she'osli mitzvah b'makom hazeh. The kind of mitzvah. And that, same thing. The same. Same, nothing's changed. The same, probably the same cup even, who knows what. But the same mirror and the same ledge. Same. Okay. Weiter. So the minhag is we use a plain ring without a stone. Fine. Good. Says the Rambam, skipping a little bit. They should take that kala, shen mekatshir ak b'shav pruta. Kam noag and lechasos pnei akalos at snuos, and the makpidus b'mashav mekatshosam. So you cover their face, and they can't get a good look at the ring. It's another reason to cover the face, that they everyone should understand that they were getting married with even if it's only worth a pruta. So we discussed yesterday, at the end of the shiur, what about where they ate them? Take a look in the Pisrei Tshuva, Rabosai, in Simen, Laman, Aleph, Sivkot, and Hey. Look what it says over here. Look what it says. Watch. Echad shekidish isha, achas shehu poneh mechusos b'shas kedushin, v'lo roh also. Achakak shehochala, hechzirua v'gilu poneh, k'dei sheyuchlu ladas l'hoid miyam eskadeshes. Says in my bit, they're not married. Do you believe this? The Mabit says, the average Hasidic woman is not married according to the Mabit because she's covered with a dekel that's so thick you can't see anything through it. And they didn't see who it was. Do you believe it? Do you believe he said that? Pil they ploy? David Kim Makadish below Aiden. So it's Shuvah Sirajba. Aiden Shashama Echruven Amalalea Ramakodesh Liba Esther Xer Velora Anastina. Afa Gav Shiroa Hakaha Esther Gyotzi Metakasidaisha. Rabbi Kiddushin, Mefurash Rashba. The Maharid says no. It's his son. Ben Laro, Maisa Kiddushin. Lecha the Ro, Maisa Kiddushin. Elish Lohi Kiru, Esa Isha. They see Ruvain. Ruvain is very well visible. He puts a ring on some lady's finger. Maybe it's a man, I don't know. Some lady's finger that's sticking out under a veil. No one knows who's underneath. No one knows underneath that hole. It's all covered. Could be anybody. If they want, they can see who it is, peek under the veil. So it's good even without that. Let's say, for example, this crazy scenario would happen. Reuven, who they see very well, goes over to a lady and says, they have no idea who the lady is. No idea. Okay? Then, some crazy man decides to walk in into the wedding thing and decides to attack this woman and Chalila bebowl her in front of two Eidim. Well, what does then be? He be Chayav Misa. How can he be Chayav Misa? We don't even know who the lady is. Doesn't matter who the lady is. Some lady was just married by Reuven, and now Shimon decides to be Bola, he'd be Chayav Misa. Kemosh im Yiru Eidim Liach Echot, Shil Hoya Pona Mechusa, Rotzach Lechaveo. A hoodie. Is that the right word to use? His head's covered with a hood, and he killed somebody. Rachman al Itzlan. They didn't see who killed. They know. That's a different discussion. But that's what we're trying to do, Mordechai. That's what we're trying to do. To kill the guy who killed with a hoodie. So how could you kill me? You didn't see me kill him. No. They saw a guy with a hoodie killed, and then they apprehended him. They'll kill him. The Mises Bezdin. I'm discussing vigilantes. The Mises Bezdin. When we have a Bezdin, the old. Kevin Shlozaza Yodam Achib Bidakua Viraua, in the case of the Marit, Bivade Haruki Yadiria. They didn't get out of their sight until they saw it was. Dovade Im Kirish Isha Bifnayedim Velo Batkua Mikodim Im Higidola Bahakak Ro also Shigidola Varamaskadesh, even Shigidola, she might be a Ktana. Ayansha. So it's going to come out according to the Marit. What's going to be critical is, very nice, she gets married, covered with a cloth. No one has any idea who she is. I have a question, Rabbi Osai. When is this cloth removed? Who's my Hasidish weddings? When did they remove the covering from her face? Anyone know? Who knows? After the chuppah is over, before they leave, when they walk down the quote-unquote aisle back to the yichud room, she's not covered with that. They should trip and fall and break a leg. See, they uncover. It's going to be a new chumrah about Sai Kwantan Marit. Eidei Kiddushin have to keep their eye, keep your eye on the ball, I say. Keep your eye on the bride after the chuppah when she emerges from the chuppah with her face exposed. So they should be able to have the ability to say, Eidus, down the road, who exactly got married. But if they didn't, and they didn't see her face at all, they have no idea who's under that veil, thick veil, according to these poskim, she's in fact not married. Do you believe it? I mean, that's a chumrah gedol of an aura. I'm not saying it's true, but that's what it says over here. And they have to actually see her, if not then, have to see her a little bit later. That's what it says. Okay, I'm just letting you know, this is a serious matter. Now, fine. Let's discuss now yet another reason for the kala's face to be covered, over and above that maybe the hinuma is considered nisuin. That's a yes. You see this also in the Mamakomas in Simon Samach Hey Sif Beis. That's where the Taz was. We saw yesterday. We read the Taz. We didn't see Shulchan Aruch. Simon Samach Hey Sif Beis. Asur listakel bekala. It's a gemonk Subas Daf Yud Zayin. One man the Yomer said it's mutter. We paskin it's asur. Okay, it's asur. Where did all this come from? Where did all this come from?
How could they ever?
Oh, excellent question. Let's turn to the Rosh and the Maram Akomas of Balsai. Perek Beis, Simon Gimel. Perek Beis, Simon Gimel, and the Rosh.
What does also
mean? We'll see soon. We'll discuss it momentarily. Perek Beis, Simon Gimel. Om Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni and Rabbi Yochanan mutlis taka bekala kol shivik v'chaba al baila v'les hilchos ha-kavaseh. So it's one day we don't pass it. We saw in Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omen the kol shiva asur avo yom rishin shu ikir achibu betzal baila mutter. Why? As you just said, implied your question. The imlokein mi yoyed she yatsa v'hinuma v'rosh ha-perua. Who will testify that she's yatsa v'hinuma v'rosh ha-perua? So she wants to collect a ksuba of Masayim, she'll be able to do so. He didn't ask the question, who will make it that she's married? Because in the old days, the kiddushin took place a long time before. There were any kiddushin that she was married. What about Eidin Nisuin? He doesn't discuss that. That the parent doesn't bother the Rosh. Vilesa says the Rosh. Dafilu sho'achas os listakel. Elakeven sheroin hahinuma she'osu. They see the veil. V'omrim Zuhi Kala Plonis. Who's Omer? You know who's Omer today? The invitation that you got. You got an invitation that this girl's getting married in this hall. You ever walk into the wrong hall? It happened to me. It was one of those Williamsburg halls. And I said, well, here, was there. I got mixed up. I don't know anybody here. Oh, I'm in the wrong place. You have the right invitation. You go to the right hall, so you know the colors from the invitation. They must have had some kind of version of it in those days. You know, they know who's getting married. Hainu Eidus. Here's what's called an Eidus Yediya below Ria. You're not looking. But the better Teretz, I think, is the Inami. Inami, Re'iyas Hainuma Kshi Aleho Oprias Arosh Ein Zu Istaklus Befaneho. Yes, you see the girl. You see her face. She's not wearing a burqa. You see her. Not Istaklus. They both say, what's prohibited in Arayas is istaklus. What's istaklus, Rabbi Osai? Gazing, staring. To be mistakel in any part of a woman's body. Kedele honos is prohibited, even her pinky. It's a mefurish gemara. We will be discussing this mitzvah next Zman. I told you, the next Zman that begins the end of January, we're beginning with Afayin Beis, the Masechta Ksubis, which talks about covering the hair, covering the arms, and we're going to see a Gemara Brachas Af Chavdal, which is indispensable to understanding these concepts, and then we'll discuss these things by Riches. But Bekitz and Nimitz right now, these are the stakel, to gaze intently with Kavana Lehonos, that's not allowed. The Edom will just see without his stockless. You don't need his stockless in order to know who the person is. That's the Enam, which I think is the accepted teretz in the Rush. The first teretz seems to talk about Edom Sidiya Beloria. This came up now in his new tshuvas that came out. Have you seen his new tshuvas? So, yeah. The new tshuvas discussing whether a bezin has to be in a room when a woman converts. You heard about this one? You didn't hear it? Nothing?
Yeah.
If you don't... You heard of the newest rage.
Yeah.
So the ones who are advocating it say, no, it's Edus Yedia below Re'iyah. What does that mean? The Bezdin will see the woman, you know, fully clothed outside. Then she'll go into the mikveh. She'll, you know, be in the mikveh under the eye of the mikveh attendant. And she'll go under the water and the Bezdin will hear the splash from the outside. That's Edus Yedia Malaria. They don't see her head going under the water, but they put two and two together. They know it's her. I mean, it could be the mikvah lady too, but they know it's her. And they know it's her head. Could have been a hand making a splash. But okay, it's called Yedia Malaria. It's good enough. Many poskim say it's good. Many poskim say it's no good. As I already mentioned to you before, people want to do this because of the Ahavta Mesager. It's really Usnesa Mesager. Because you're going to hate the ger, because in 20 years from now, when a kid wants to get married, they're going to question the validity of the gers. That's no mitzvah. But just mentioning in passing, the source for the mekilin is over here. It's Yedir below Ria. You see the hinuma, you don't even see the face. Okay? That's the rush over here. So in Simon Samachay, we pass on the Chumrah. You pass on the Chumrah. And it's interesting, this is one of the reasons for the veil, for the tzniyas of the kala. People should be able to look at her face too well. Apparently, Rabosai, you could say as follows. Listen carefully. Even though she's a hinuma, what do you see from this rush? Even though there's a hinuma, it's possible to be mistakel. They just won't do it. They just will not do it. They will not do it. Okay? Oh. You see from here, Pshuto, that there could be a possibility of getting married without, with her head covered by the hinuma. It's either the hinuma is not so thick, or, you know, I mean, what's the rush saying over here? What's the rush saying? Riyas hinuma k'shiyoleo priyas rosh ein du istakas befoneho. Yet it's considered to be a good edus. And of course, it may only be a good edus for ksubos and masayim. It may not be a good edus for kiddushin. Kiddushin is a much higher standard. The Rosh gives an impression over here, Rabosai, when he asks the kasha, mi yoyed b'shiyotze b'numa v'rosha perua, ask a better kasha, mi yoyed on the nisuin. Maybe the Rosh is of the opinion that nisuin does not require edim, which we'll discuss in a few minutes. It is true, Rabbi Osai, as the Rotzer Poskim say, that the Badekin did not always take place by the Chassid himself. Just to review briefly, the Taz is right in front of us over here in Simon Samachay. We saw it already yesterday. See it again briefly. He wants to know that he quotes that the Jerusha says that Badekin is very, very important. And he says, Tamua, we have the Chuppahs only under the canopy. Many often the Harbe Pumim. He backs out, they don't give him the proper dowry, and they're not considered to be married. And also, they don't have the chosen. So that's a minig in some place without the chosen. I have to tell you, I was once at a wedding, this story pains me, but I have to tell you, it's almost 20 years old. I was at a wedding, and the kala did not cover her face at all. I need a show of hands. Who has ever been at an Orthodox wedding when the kala's face was completely uncovered? Completely. You were once at your wedding? I was only once in my life at such a wedding.
Modern Orthodox.
Oh boy. So I have to recount the conversation. The conversation is so beautiful. So the wedding was not so close. I got a ride. My wife and I got a ride in the car. On the way back, the couples in front of us is driving, and the woman asks her husband, Yosef, his name is Yosef, did you notice that the face was not covered at all? He says, yeah, yeah. So how do you explain that? I never saw that before. Watch this. He's driving the car. You know, I'm sitting in the back seat. Says, it's obvious. He says, what's so obvious? What's so obvious why your face wasn't covered? It's obvious. What's so obvious? She asked him a second time. You know why it's obvious? Because his face wasn't covered. He was 100% right, this gentleman. It became a situation, why should I cover my face? He's not covering his face. This is egalitarian with a capital E. That's probably what happened in Yosef's situation as well. I don't know what happened in your case. That was my case. The woman was a very stark feminist. You know, with the whole 9 yards of feminism. The rabbi who did the wedding was a very big Talmud Chacham. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. And I asked him, I said, what'd you do over here? They told me, catch this now, this is the German custom. Question. I'm not an expert in this. When the Germans have a talus over the head, they don't have a bedecken? Of course they have a bedecken. I've been to many German weddings. They always have a bedecken. I said, yes, what they must have meant was that in certain parts of Germany, the husband didn't do the bedecken, someone else did the bedecken. That's the two lashonas we have over here that the Taz is quoting over here. But they fool the Rosh Kedushin. It's not the German custom. Right, ethics. This is the ethics. Ethics of egalitarianism. Whatever. Okay, Rabbi Isai, let's go a little bit further. A little bit further. The Simon Samach Dalet, which is also in the Maram HaKomos, we'll say Simon Samach Dalet, talks about that Yerushalmi that we spoke about just now. Can we talk, everyone look inside, please? Simon Samach Dalet, Sifhei. And Konsin Besula Lechupa B'Shabbos. Okay. This is a din befurish. We saw it. Has the gra. Look at Tosis and Yuma. Right? We saw the Tosis and Yuma. It's right over here on both sides. Tosis and Yuma is still on the screen. We haven't moved it. Omer Rabbi Chanina says the gra. Halein the constant armlet, sorrow the constant bibo yom, shoyka kona kinyan b'shabbos. That's a great quote. That's a source for this mechaber. Fine. The almana ain chupa konaba elai de yichud shel bia zocha b'mitzios v'mas yadeh. Who's he quoting? Who's he quoting? The first or the second? He doesn't say you need bia proper. The first day in Tosa, what you need bia mamish b'bojo, right? Bia zoch lelam b'bojo. Then it says, even if you'll say an Amona has a chuppah, nearly yichud is chuppasa before Shabbos, you have to do it lemaisa. Tosis wrote over here, yichud. There's an obvious question. The mechaber, this mechaber is tart and asasi. The Beishmul has the kash. The Tosis said in the second day that yichud a royal lebiya works for an Amona, l'shitasam, that for a pesul that's enough, that inuma. But the mechaber passed like the Rambam back in Siman Nunhei. Even a Pesula requires Yichud or Alabiyah. So how can it be that an Almana, an Almana has to have Yichud or Alabiyah? But even a Pesula has to have that. That's the Beis Shmuel's Kasha. That's Tata the Sastri in the Mechaber. Tata the Sastri in the Mechaber. Pilei Ploy Amash. Pilei Ploy. Now, the Vilna Gaon, Rabbosai, argues in the whole Mechaber. Take a look at the Vilna Gaon here. Sifkotan Yud Aleph.
Is possible that the Mechaber is being Machmir for Shabbos?
No, I understand that. But the Stirin Mechaber is as follows. He's saying that an Amona has to have Yichud Shobia on Friday. Right? And what does a Pesul have to have? Kotel Mechaber? Also the same thing. Because Kotel Mechaber, the definition of Chuppah is only Yichud Arol Abiyah. We'll see the Kash in the Bishmul soon. Before that, let's enter the Vilna Gaon. The Gross of Kotel Yod Aleph. The Amona Ein Chuppah Kona. Haloshen Ein Abaduktuk. Shatosis Shaman Yuma Kosu Kein Lissaka Daitach. The ain chuppah be almana. L'cheinetz v'ichu bia me'erev Shabbos. V'chein kos v'baruch chayim simen shenam atesif hei. Aval acha kachos yu atoysis v'kos v'degam ba'almona. As yichud is enough, as we just saw the second day. U'kibosh v'kos v'kan. U'v'simen u'nheisif aleph b'hagoh. Ayin shechakosu ba'afilim titzolama sheshal manachuba v'chule. V'chein nira liyosu lama v'chule. V'chein uvadai. The second day is correct. Second day is correct. Kiddush naf yud. Hechidam bimibiyalo. Chilkamen amon lepsula. Beisayt v'simen samachala. Bala hitur. Simen nun hei. Sifalaf. Sifkot and test. We saw that yesterday. V'mashu drob. Then chil the klav. And besula lamona. Ela besadinin. Shul l'shem simcha. They made this big sadinin. These big sheets on top. And coverings. And then canopies. V'chein nira liyikur. The Birushalmi Omer Halein the Kontanar Malta Haknisu Achupa Umashem Ubalmona. Catch this now. Who Adin Bibsula. There's no difference whatsoever. Shekin Omasham Bibsula Gamkin Losh Zehaloshan Daknisa Tricholios Kodam Ashabis. Lama Bealmona Bishum. Catch this now. Vilna Gons Iluyas. Look inside. The Bibsula Balavochi Ain Osen Bishabis Bishum Abiila. The Sviru that Yerushalmi the Asur, Rabosai. The Yerushalmi holds that the beer is shown of a psul on Shabbos is also because of Chabura. Vezel Hashon Yerushalmi Resh Ksubis. Pesunis the Yom Revi, Tani Bar Kapar Omer, and Shekosu Ba Bracha. Look, Sib Bracha Beshvi, in Kosu Bracha Bebrios Elabiyom, Uparach Mibnesh Enk Sib Bracha Bebrios, Uyli Hoyksas Bracha Bebrios, Hoysenisis, when? On Friday. Lo kein tani, lo yivel adam b'ila b'tchila b'shabbos neshos ha'chabura. B'shanet ha'chayim, sh'chayim atirim. Klum ha'chayim atirim elak sh'kines, sh'at sh'lo kines enu zaka lo b'msiyos lo b'mas yodeh lo forz d'rel, b'sh'kines zaka b'msiyos lo b'mas yodeh lo forz d'rel, ima oma kein, nifza kone kenye b'shabbos. Oma rabi mona, d'armoni elin t'kansin emansin lo kozim yod yom, sh'kone kenye b'shabbos, mavur, sh'n d'bsula b'lav ochi yosem mishem b'ila. So the Goyen says we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. The only reason the Yerushalmi ultimately said it can't be a chuppas, it's limited to almana, because the psula can't be for a different reason. Because also live on b'shabbes. Why? Because of the Easter of Chabura. Rabbos, it's a whole sugis like Gemara over here in Masechta Ksubas in the Bavli. Whoever learned the first peg of Ksubas, raise your hand. Only a few people. They never learned Ksubas the first peg. Somewhere or other, I hope. A whole sugya Sagamara. It spans many dapma. If we had time, we'd go into it. Beautiful sugya. What a tremendous sugya. Psikresha. Everything is here. Dabba Shayna Miskavein. Ain't Shvicha Lagufa. Everything is here. Lonichale. A meridika sugya. What's the bottom line of the entire sugya? The bottom line of the entire sugya? Zainam and Aleph. Mutta livo betchila b'shabbos. That's the maskana of the Talmud Bavli. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Rabosai, in Simon Samach Beiv, Samach Beis, Sivov, I think. No. Got it wrong. What's the Dalit? Samach Gimel Sif Aleph, excuse me. Simon Samach Gimel Sif Aleph, what is then is quoted Lahalacha. Mutta livo basula b'shabbos. In Europe, it happened all the time. They got mad on Friday. You know why they got mad on Friday? Who knows why they got mad on Friday in Europe? Save money. They had no money in the meal. So the Friday night meal is the best meal of the week. We all know that. Anyone's ever been away knows the Friday night meal is that's the best meal. The Ma'aseh the Shabbos is supposed to be better. But the Ma'aseh Friday night is usually the best meal. And that was a Sudas Chasana. They did it in Europe all the time. Presumably the B.S. Mitzvah was b'shabbos Friday night. Pshuto. A normal case. Yeah.
What bracha is the Yomer of B?
The brachas and nisun, the sheva brachas.
And since he wrote down that it's good to get married and Yom Revi'ah, because of the bracha.
That's a good question. The Pasha Psha?
The Dhamma talks about it.
Right, the beginning of the Masechta.
Yeah.
Hey, Chamishi is a bracha. It gets mad on Wednesday. It's a Bias Wednesday night. It's already Puru Revu. You know, it's Puru Revu, not for human beings yet, but it's still a Puru Revu. I think Gemara talks about at the beginning of Masechta Ksubas. Very good. This is the Gra Shita. Halacha L'Maisa, a Besul and Amana, are exactly the same. Exactly the same. Now it's interesting, despite the fact that the what we saw over here, there seems to be a dissenting view, which is the first day in Tosfos, and the dissenting view is gepaskint by the Mordechai Halacha L'Maisa. So you shouldn't think it's just some kind of a one opinion. The Mordechai passes this way. I'll show it to you. Let's try this. What happened? Watch. This is the Mordechai Halacha L'Maisa. Tough. What happened? Tavish Sadeches. Quotes Yerushalmi. Hada the Kodesin Arwen and Tzor the Kodesin Bo Yom. Shukonike B'Shabbos. Rabbi Meir Pasak, Rami Wittenberg, the Tzorich Lovo Oleh Bo Yom. Ki Amon Ein Lechupa. Ein a Nikas Lovo B'Shiyos Ma'azad El B'Bia. Can also last as B'Bia Rishon B'Shabbos. He passed like the first day in Tosfos. We saw before on the previous screen in Masechta Yuma. So it's not just a one Shita. The Mordechai actually paskin that way. Paskin that way. Now, comes the Beis Shmuel, Simon Samach Dalet, Sivkot and Vov. This is on the Mar Makomos. Let's see it together. Almana, we're going to go slowly. Almana ein chupakona. Isa b'rishalmi, b'chazin for the fifth time. Hani dekansin narmelin b'erev Shabbos, tzrichin l'mitlas b'ol yom. V'chein b'en ha-shmoshes mutter. To call Shvus lo gozu ben Hashmoshes b'makom mitzvah taz. V'arosh perakamim deksuba simin gimel hevi deriyah Yerushalmi zeh. Tosis kamim perakamim yom dafyud gimel. Shema mino de nishtana de amonim ibsula. Uleman de yomar. Watch this now. It's very tricky. Uleman de yomar. The Rambam. Chupa haynu yichud chiroi lebiya kona bibisula. Oz amonim eno kona biyichud al bibiya. Uleman the Omar Chupas Pesula Haino Yichud Chena Royal Abia Stam Kacha whatever it may be Numa Oz Bi Almana Enter Abia Al Yichud A Royal Abia Ulera the Svirle the Chupa Haino Shevi Oso the Beso Im Kain Bi Almana Lo Mahani Velo Kechelkos Mechokek Vamora Chai Pasak Vamora Tzorach Bia Vechen Kosta Bemaril Vieshloma the Svirlu, here's going on a Kiddush. Kishidas Aposkin, the Svirlu, the Chupa Shal Psula and the Yichud Aroel Abiyah. Ah, he claims that the Maharam holds like the Ramba, that the Chupa of Psula is Yichud Aroel Abiyah. So Amana must be one step up, must be Bia proper. For Rambam the Svirlu, Chupa Hainu Yichud Aroel Abiyah, Mikoma Gom Yeshloma, Be Amana Ein Zorach Bia, why? Kishloma Dlo Pasukai Rishalmi. And the Kishas Shalonu, Shein Mechalik Ben Amon Lepsula. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. There's no distinction in Talmud Bavli anywhere. 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 He claims the Gra that the Yerushalmi only said it because of its sheet of Bia's Psula also B'Shabbos, Chabura, which we don't pass on. V'chein Kostav Baratshuvas Ramah Simen Chof Kufcha Fe'el Sheet of Sarif. Miu Ma'aril Tavas Igal Epir Sharambam Tuchupo Hainu Yichud Haro Lebiya Pasuk Yerushalmi. Shemachi posek ve'amana tzorach bia. Fizeh, here's the kasha. Tasa mechaba de posek kan ki yushalmi v'simet samachal posek ha-rambam de chupa in a yichud or a bia. Tzorach lomar kan de be'ina in yichud shal bia. It's the word of the mechaba. Hainu bia mamish. What a creative read. The lush of the mechaba is amana en chupa konaba. And chupa konta de mechaba is yichud or a bia. El yichud, el yichud shal bia. And yichud or a bia. Yichud shel bia. Just say bia. Was that bia without yichud? Was it the shugana? It's a very difficult read of the lashon of the mechaber. But the Beis Shmuel stuck with his teretz, and he himself says, "Uleshono lo mashmakein v'tzarachin v'tzarachin v'tzarachin." So the best answer is given in my version, footnote number 7 on the side, that the mechaber says yichud shel bia because it's l'chol adeis. What do you mean l'chol adeis? According to the Rambam, Yichud shel bia is enough, the same here as it is in Psula. He goes to pass like the Rishalmi. And according to those who say you don't need Yichush or Bia, remember, Maran Bet Yosef was not oblivious to those who argued with the Rambam, Chas V'Shalom. He knew about the other opinions. It's true over here in Simon Samach Aleph, he quotes the Rambam, but he quotes another opinion. Rabbo said, look at Simon Samach Aleph out for a second again, just remember. Okay? Look. That's the first opinion. So he quotes the other opinion in Mechaber. You don't need to read it. According to them, but by Almoni you do. That's a beautiful Torah. It's footnote 7. I'm sorry, he quotes it from the Atzei Arozin. That's probably the best teretz to answer the shita of the Mechaber. I don't see a better answer to this tremendous question of the Beis Shmuel. The kasha is a gevaldik kasha. Okay, fine. Let's go a little bit further, Rabbi. So I wanted to share the Aruch HaShulchan. Where did we find Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi? Where is it? Shulchan Aruch HaMefarshim here. I think they call Aruch HaShulchan here. Yeah. Oh no, it's the wrong place. Wrong. It's the way I want. My mistake. Okay, maybe we'll come back. I want Nunhei. Slow enough tabs, Baruch Hashem. Simon Nunhei. Whole discussion, what's chuppah? Arichas dvarim. Upirish chuppah. Start from here. Start a little bit in the middle, okay? Upirish chuppah ha'u milashon chofeif olav kolayo. I mentioned this yesterday. Milashon kisui ve'hevdo me'acherim. The Chazal say, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asos zayin chuppas l'chol tzadik v'tzadik. Kolomar, chipuyom shel kovod la'avdila me'acherim. Ki moshe kosav ki al kol kovod chuppah. V'nikba dover hazeh la'asos chuppas kovod u'levorach aleim shever bravos. U'vezeh nesua gemura. V'abia lo take. V'akol yodim kala lo v'nichlas al chuppah. Ach ein tzarech ei de yichud va'asara anash on the birchas nisuim v'shatechav yivol v'mechur adava uch that's not seest it v'chol min chuppa shenagu here's the key line right now everyone see it? It's the top line now second v'chol min chuppa shenagu lasos zel kinyin anisuim it reminds me of Situmta. Situmta is a case of the Minig HaSochim works to be Kona property. Shake hands, etc. Mazel Bracha in the Diamond District. So he's saying over here, whatever the Minig is to make the Chuppah, that is a Chuppah. It's not so precise as Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar Bia. It's whatever was the Minig to designate the fact that now she's no longer Eishes Ish B'Beis HaAv, she's Eishes Ish B'Beis HaBa. Watch. V'kevesh HaKavanos V'Nisuan V'Muvdolim Me'acherim. Shom dem shneim b'mokom echad l'shem nisuin kagon shumachdis al debeis of a sechanima as the Rambam said that's the highest level. V'yeroli the gam kavonas a Rambam. Do you believe this? It's against everybody. Ein ol yichud gomer she shneim levadem becheder echad and she is yachtu lios biyachad kish v'yishto v'om dem zeh etzel zeh. This is wild. The whole world against the Aruch HaShulchan. They think the Rambam means what he says and says what he means. Yichud a rol debeis. Nah, doesn't really never really meant it. Alright. She's in the house and he's in China. Okay, a chiddush nifla v'nara. Let's go on a little bit further, Rabbosai, in the Aruch HaShulchan. V'cheinim en higu b'mina chubos acherim, k'bo b'siv zayim, Shaosin Mokom Miyuchad Mekushat Avur Achos and Vakala. Okamot Slainu Shemabidim Klimsos Mepriestess Uriya Vatakazer Machnissen Shashush Vinizakala Chos of Vakala Shemikol Moshim and Vakala. Vachosin Machasa also Vachazi Rosin Mechupa Hokin Yachad Vyoshin Al Shulchan Samach Zelazer. A love couch, right? Zel os nisuin vakol yodim shezel hakon alavo aleka derech kol aretz ein lach shosh b'mashe b'shozu ein biyachol to lavo aleha de bekavon and essence os levli yehergish kol kach k'mosh kasafti should be a lack of tznius v'arosh tal shechosh b'nei shemokom chupa hu mokom aroi mo de gamkein shem yachd and mokom shem biyachad kodem achupa uliyachar achupa memeil de kol ha'inyan hazeh uchupa. I love it. After the word la, the samechos nimaka la. That's when after the sheva brachos, that's when she's married. That's what I said a long time ago. V'zeo shechilik echad min harishon and min nisuah and the chupa shekasadim besifin beis. Gam kavanos again. Shaschola san nisuah and humokam apshiyoshin bel kodam achupa uvisham bechaser rosha v'zeo kenot lirishuso ach ein ze gemara chupa v'lo adifim misiul lebala. The Zel Mo Rak Medin Linyan Yerusha, it says in Siman on Zion. Vagmar Utachas Achupa does Nimu and Isuin, Vasiman the Gman Isuin, Shemavarachim and Habrachas. Mabash, I love this Arachashu. Yud Zion, finally. Klala Shadavar. Meikar Din Torah having Isuin, Bia the Shem Isuin. O ha ha chana lezeh. Vachupa hi ha chana lezeh. The Ezo ha chana toli bimin haga. The came in the Koran lezeh adab achupa, Mavarachim Shabrachas, Nimu and Isuin, Vitachlis. Hachonas kol achupas shemirega zu ve'elech nichlas al rishuso muchan lichios ima ki ish v'ishto. V'chein a Rambam hit shechati et tahora. The came in the ikar achupu hu mishem abia binin shit roi l'abia. From a poskim cholkim alav. Usfilu. The kamod lo chashin and shtei roi l'abia b'shas chuba mamish shir asor anashim vada yimtsu sham b'shula brochas the yefshu livel oz son of 10 people. El arminan shtei roi l'abia achaz man imkein mali achashah. Oh, acha yom yomayim, when she goes to the mikvah. This is the Aruch HaShulchan. This is a major yisod. This having been said, we have to look back a little bit. Well, let's go ahead and we'll go back. V'zeo shekoven etzleinu chupa b'chatzar beis haknesses. Yesh tam gadol lezeh. Iker ha-chupa hu yitziyah mirshus av l'shus ha-baal. I'm about note the lebeso. I will explain how a minute come upon him. Shaos and akol lebeso via kala, as the Vilna Gaon says, he live by the shver, right? Ulefam via kala note gam also lebeso as man ma eat what they call kest. Remember the expression eat kest?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
It means you're being supported by your in-laws.
In-laws eat kest. That's the expression. Yeah, you'll learn about it one day. Kest means you're supported by the shver, and then would often live there in the shver's house for a while.
I mean, why Yiddish is called shver?
That's right. It's tough. Yeah. Vimkain, ba man nika shiyotzim mishus av. She's a baal. She's still living in her father's house. Chen ma midin achupa bechatzim besakneset shumokam shul akol u'bishas achupa das akol lahaknos kakazu lechosin zeh. Whoa, he's a chiddush nifla. He's saying she actually owned the place. And he gets compared to an esrik. Esrik? Yeah. Kemo esrik shul akol shebishas abrocha b'yom rishin shul chag Nechshav l'cholechet k'shalo. V'kevon da'ata kakazu shalo. Nechshav k'mivio l'rishuso. Hagro. The Gro said that. Let's turn back to the Gro and Nunhei. Let's turn back to the Gro and Nunhei. See how much the Gro said. How much the Aruch HaShulchan may have perhaps added to what the Gro said. The Gro is the Gro. Okay. Where's the Gro? Where's the Gro? We read the Gro yesterday. It's on the Mara Makoma, Simon and Hesef Kotten Tess. So the Gro said the Iker is when she goes into his house. But the Gro said, towards the end of Tess, we saw this yesterday. She had slain or aflach and his suin dorm the base of Vier, the heat's cast. The fichach motzia ha'av v'rshus l'chatzar b'sakneses v'sham kovin chupa v'sadinim v'sham v'ikar chupa kona osol l'kol v'chatzar b'sakneses u'mokam ha'kniya l'chor gora mi'chatzar didah v'zeh chupa mamash. He does not say what the Aruch HaShulchan said. It's like an esrig. The Gemara did not say that. The Gemara said, as we learned in the Sugya of Mem Chesem and Beis, if they have kavanah l'shem yisuin, even if it happens to be hers, then it's okay. It's no worse than hers. The chiddush of Aruch HaShulchan is that he owns it at that period of time through some kind of umdana. It's if they passed esrig. They only had one esrig in the whole town. They passed it to everybody else. It's understood that you own it at that moment because you have to have lachem. That's not the Gemara did not say that. I don't see it over here. With the Aruch HaShulchan said it. And based on this Aruch HaShulchan, there were those who say, if you're getting married in
wedding hall.
Getting married in, pick a wedding hall. What's a common wedding hall?
Teres Charna.
A Teres Charna. You married a Teres Charna. So you have to go over to the boss of a Teres Charna and say, I'm the chosn, I want to buy the yichud room. Or buy the chuppah room. There are people who go machla that way. I don't think it's necessary. I'm a grow up man, not an Aruch HaShulchan man. Can they really? Weiter. Wait a minute. Other people are under the chuppah. The Masada Kedusha is under the chuppah. The parents are under the chuppah. What do you mean it's separate from other people? It means, okay, in general. The parents are under the chuppah. In other words, the fact that the parents are there is only to fakert. Push them out. We're pushing you out to each other. From now on, you're on your own. Shalom. Okay? That's what the parents say. It's like, wish a bracha for all parents. We have to say it to all the children. Good health. That's the biggest bracha you can possibly have. But the big thing of the Mijinka was in Europe. The prince would live so long to see his children all married. It was a big, big, big deal. Big deal. Ordinarily, Can you imagine? If you have Bia L'Shem Nisun, or even Yichud Aror L'Bia, that's going to be Chal without a bracha. If you're having the other three, which is the Badekin, which is the under the canopy, or even in his house without any real yichud, you have to have brachas. Otherwise, it doesn't prove it's achana lebiya. In rak achana sora salan nisun nigmar on lezeh azuk kol zman shlo bircha olam shavu brachas lo nigmar nisun. Ulai zeh tama poskim this really the brachas makos bechupa bechreach atzorach brachas chasanim kol nigmar nisun. That's what he says. That's what he says, Rabbi Osai. That's what he says. Yesh Misha Omer. Look at this now. Shenochanu shebishah shebekatcha lefim enogenu. Shekidushin du bishas hachupa. Lo yamdu achosin kala tachaseri apusa al gabiklunsus sheachupa. El yamdu lefonel before it. Vachakam shemaskilin lebaruch shebebrochus yamdu achosachupa. Bach. Vatam. Shelo techupa kodam hakidushin. Velo reinu mi shechoshash lezeh. I was at one wedding like that, one, where they wanted to have the kiddushin under the sky and the chuppah was inside. They went under the sky for the kiddushin, and then they went under the canopy. In my opinion, they got it backwards. It's the nisuin that's under the sky. But anyway, that's all I ever saw. They did it for other reasons. When my father, Olav Shalom, got married, and he had to give that cue card, quarter of Usher Weiss, the only way they would do it would be to follow the Bach, because the Bach is the one who said. You have to, once you get under the chuppah, you're ready, automatically considered to be nisuin. So that's not true. If you're, because he didn't do it yet, chavas yor. I feel if you're in a genu, aim is a chshash, to go beyond the chuppah, shalonu, when they shaken, kiblu aleim, shazel chuppah, gemar nisuin, and that's the shtigamura. Vizel, the acha, shagamu, hashem, brachas, keep saying my word, kemosh kasafti. I am an Aruch HaShulchan man, big time. Except for that one Nakuda where his Machman has to own it, that I don't want to accept. Let's go backwards a little bit Aruch HaShulchan, just see a little bit more. What's Chuppah? They did it in the street. Ashkenaz. Right? Fine. And they have a, where's another pasuk? Yetze chasad mechedro v'kala mechuposo. Hosh yesh mokam kavua l'zman zeh mokam anikra chupa. Huka chasad yotze mechuposo. We say it every week, right? Tillim, right? The sun is like a chasad mechuposo. Kolomar, meha ochel sheshom achupa kedechsiv mikodem l'shemesham. No, ohel, excuse me. What a typo. Ohel, not the eating. Some of the Jews always get food involved. Ohel, from the tent. The tent. Sheshama chupa lechsiv mikodem. L'shemesh som ohel bohem. It's possible he's every says. So you'll say it this, in 2 days on Shabbos morning. And he quotes the Ramah, and the Chagos Mechokek rejects it. The idea of the talus on the heads. No. They put poles with a canopy. And that's what it means. That's not correct. It really means a talus. Then he quotes the Hinuma Shita Abosai. Quotes the Sugi Mesech Taksubis. Doesn't mean you put the Badek and she's considered to be in the Suah. It's ridiculous. No. What does it mean? They sing and the Chosn comes. He covers her head with a veil. You go to the Chuppah and she's not in the Suah until he hasn't done Kedushin yet. No Kedushin for Erisin. It's the beginning of the beginning. That's what they mean. Now they have the canopy, it's the Ramah. Okay, they eat together. I have to eat together. Shouldn't people walk in? Rabbim shouldn't walk in. Only a few people should walk in when they eat together. What's the difference? A few people in Rabbim? Makom Tzenua means not that many people allowed to walk in. You know, Yuchi Rola Bia, people can walk in, not that many. It's the Bach says. V'yaf gam ha'echa lo yiknus ha'sham. In lo ken enza yichi Rola Bia. That's what the Beit Shmuel says. Now, b'smanenu, then minik zesh yoch l'chosav v'kala v'cheder echad shlo yiknus odam sham. Adraba, Shem Kol Shushvina, Shushvina, Tzbnei Chasam, Ken Tzor Ladas, Mayachu Bach Shushvina, Tzbnei Chasam. So what is it? So he found one of the Rishonim as a whole Arichus. The father gives his daughter to the son-in-law with his friends, the Suin. A couple of days, they make a Suda, they make a house, make a big party with all the various people, the wedding party. And that house was called the Chuppah, okay? Apirion. There's a house, and he can eat truma. Chupa shlonu yachnosis akala. They bring it to the house where there are sadina mitzuyarin, and that from that moment on, yorsha in a matamala in my friend the until tichas the chupa, because that's the sugya not mem chesam and beis. Then it's isha the chaldava. You have to wait till the sheva brachas. Have to wait till the sheva brachas, etc. It's quoted by the Shara Melech. What do you see? Isun chupa two different things. That's hard to believe. As he suggests. Shus HaBaal is one, Nisun is one thing. And the next Mishnah says, Chuppah. The Mishnah changed its tune from Nisun to Chuppah. Two different things. Call our Poskim no Shamanu Zeh. The Rabbi says, Yichud Zeh, Hu HaNikra K'nisa L'Chuppah. Hu HaNikra Nisun B'chol Mokom. It's one and the same thing. Even though the Rishon is this. And the Mishnah says the same thing. The Shus HaBaal Nisun, that must be Chuppah. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing. And there's no machlokas, he says. There's no, the chuppah is not found in the pasuk. Nisuin. Eirash isha v'lo lekacha. That's kichad nisuin. So what does it mean? Baal el Hashem nisuin. That's the, ein derech b'nei Yisrael, asta biya b'pirsum. Oi, you need eidim. Eidim yichud. Oi, oi. Even if you don't need eidim, we'll see back in Sifhei, perhaps you have some kind of a pirsum, give a bracha, sheva brachas. Therefore, they had some kind of a hachana, Rabosai. Ken hinig Moshe Rabbeinu es Yisrael. The kala mechuposa, Rabosai. That's a minute going back to Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Ad kan yeruch hashulchan. What's in Sifhei? Watch this. Bia l'shem nesua, nasas nesua. Okay, fine. I once had bol arusos to get malchus. Kshlo hoyat kavanos l'shem nesua. Befurish. Aba kavanos l'nesua, nesua b'yazuk. That's what it means. And don't tell me it means Dikachos al the Beso. If can't answer the Bia. But I be Yichud B'Alma. We saw even the Rama only requires Yichud or the Bia. A Levadi is feeling the Kemash of a Chazal Kobol the Yichud Acholav as Mono Nasas Misua. A Yichud ain't a Tzorach Bia. Koshin the Bia Atzma and Tzorach Shem Acholav as Mono. Have she ain't Tzorach Eide Yichud the Bia Zu. Below Dome the Kiddushe Bia the Tzorach Eidim. The Shabi Tchilas Kinyano. Ubias nisuin abidume the bias yevama, which doesn't require any suggesting. Very gambi gar bia kila mi bia the kiddushin the sham tzar gemar bia it's enough to have a harah, etc. Ubiya the nisu and a chuppah came and shagolah lekol, and got lekol. Hakol yodim lomrechsa the chuppah, but they don't want to seize it at all. Have it ki edim. Again, idea of edim yediyah below ri'iyah rabosai. This is very, very important. This Aruch HaShulchan, it's a really, it's very, very important. Very, very, the whole Aruch HaShulchan is important. Mitchila v'yatzov. Fine. Fine. What would you say, Rabosai? A girl is getting married for the second time. Should she have a veil or should she not have a veil?
Amana.
Yes or no? I'm asking a question.
Why would she?
Yeah. Very simple reason why not. Look at the Mishnah again. On Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis. Give a look. Vav Amid Beis. Isha Shein is Arav Alon is Gash. He Omer is Besul in the Sasani. Who Omer lo Kiyala Amon in the Sasich. Im Yesh Eidem Shiyos Nis Binuma V'Rosh HaPerua Ksu Bosa Mosayim. Wait a second. If a man marries in a Grushin Amon and he does a Bedekin, guess what? It may cost the Mosayim. Eidem, video. The answer is, if you want, you can write Messiah. Rabbi Moshe is a famous tshuva. You want to write Messiah and Ksuba, but she only gets a. You know she's a Ba'ula. You can do it. Cost your money. Here, the Ksuba is going to say Al Malta. It's going to say it. But so the Ksuba gets lost. She'll ask for 200. You on your own. You can do whatever you want. Do you do it or not? Who's ever been? I'm asking a question. Rabbi Moshe in the room. Who's ever been at a wedding of a woman who's married for the second time in your life? Did she had a veil? Didn't have a veil. No one remembers.
She didn't have a veil on
one of them. Not, she did not.
A man was Master
Grushasa,
I don't know.
Master Grushasa, oh, man. Okay. 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 Watch this. So the question becomes, is it done, or is it not done? What do you say? Case of an almana. Right, Sarah Chashulchan, Sif Chav Dalet. Kamei Apostle calls it in Chupal almana. Got it from Yerushalmi. You look in Sif and Samar Dalet, there's no right from Yerushalmi. Maybe with the Grom. Upshita the Dasa Rambam, a Chupa, who Yichud, a Kleina Sovim, the Chupa, who Yitzil Yerushuso, lo Mechil, by Mesul almana. Oh, no, I'm not Sovim, the Yiga Chupa, who by Hashem Yachon, the Shiva Sachosan, the Kala, who was Sadin and Amitsuyorim. V'chein la'sor from the ikah chuppah priestess hasuder o einuma vaday. Look what he's saying. Kevan de v'almana ein osin kein lo shayach bechuppah v'ika kinyana b'yichad eror lebiyah. That's what he's saying. Chuppah shalano shein osin pumbi la'almana. They do it quietly. Shenisis la'almon. V'enam achaser rosha. There's no badekin. V'enam shishvinin lo klei zemah. It's a quiet, private occasion. Wow. Kiddush Neira. He's saying the chuppah that we have standing under a canopy, Rabosai, in and of itself, would not work. You have to have the arum and arum. You have to have music. You have to have a bedek tekala. You have to have all these side things. Then it works. So when Amona doesn't have those side things, that's why she needs Yichud Ro'el Abiyah. That's an amazing pshat in Aruch HaShulchan. Chidushim Gedola. Chidushim Gedola. Otra Poskim quotes an opinion that says, Rabbi Osai, says that you should have even a case of a Amona or a Grusha should have her face covered with a veil. Let me see if I can find the right place over here. Let's see if we can find the right place. Simon Nunhei. I'm assuming it's Simon Nunhei. Well, I'd like to read it to you, if I can. If I can find it. Here we go. Chupas Amona. Does she have a veil or not? Ramah says, Hinubas Chupas Psula. Mishnah Perek Beis Ksubas. That's an indication that she is So the Chalkas Mechokik says, take a look at the Chalkas Mechokik right over here. Simon and Hay said, cut Zion. What does it say? I don't see anything over here. Not finding it. He says to look at the Chalkas Mechokik, Sivkot and Zion. The Almana Ein Yosef Behinuma. I'm not finding it in Chalkas Mechokik and Zion. Do you see it? Am I missing something?
No.
It's not there. Maybe it's not supposed to be Zion. Maybe it's a different Sivkot. Maybe it's Ches. Ches had all that stuff. In any event, Orach HaShulchan. But the quotes over here, Rabbi Osai, from the Shulchan HaEzer, that's only if the veil is going to be a Torah's Chuppah. But the Chost himself does it. But if the Chost himself doesn't do it, we saw that, that's the Oz Beis. I told you, Oz Beis. He quotes an opinion that says someone else does it. Someone else does it. Dogo Merivava quotes that meaning as well, right over here. Ein is that covered, Ela covered, Ulebrocha B'yalma, Umitamim Acherim. What the Tamach Erema? We know Tamach Erema. One, we saw Rabbi Osai in Siman Lamed Aleph that Mishum, she shouldn't see what the ring looks like too well because if she shouldn't, Chalila, think it's not worth enough money, it'd be a problem with the Kiddushim. And two, the Tznius, the Rush suggested, no one should be able to see it too well because of the Tznius aspect. Also, Sabbath and Kalam. That applies to Lamana too. That's what he calls the Tamim Acherim. That's my understanding of what the author of Poskim is saying over here. I said, it costs more money if you're willing to do it. Okay. He's willing to risk it that there'll be 200 Zuz payments. Even though it's never paid at the end anyway. But Rabbi Osai, Im Tzarech Eidim B'Shas Kisui Ainuma. Your question, Rabbi Glatt Paskin Shalita, he aided by the Medekin. I think Rabbi Ilson Paskin that way. I think Rabbi Lichten sees his Makra. The Rav, at my wedding, didn't do it. Maybe other weddings he did it. I don't know. You'll have to see, thinking aloud, see what says over there. Anyway. Ani miyached edim kshem shiiru ainuma shachosim lechaz l'rosh hakala. The chuppa tzricha edim. We'll see if that's really true. V'keimad is manenu osim ainuma ben anoshim v'ein shom elechosim v'akrovim. Havi chuppa sainuma below edim. Klal v'ein a chuppa. You have to have yichud edim. Because there should be a question of karav apostle, which is a whole long discussion. Can you imagine that? Two Edom, I have a deck. Two Gedolim that they caught over here. The Imre David did it. And the Abbezin of Zalachik did it. Guess what? Doesn't quote anybody who argues. Ultra Poskim is whatever. He only quotes two people who had the Edom Adekim. So if you want to be a technical, who disagrees? You know, the whole world disagrees. But he doesn't bother quoting it. He quotes two people who require it and doesn't quote anything else. It's a Pella and Ezra Apostle. Oh, but it's quoted over here.
It's
let's go.
It's easier to list the people who hold by this opinion.
Yeah, but he usually quotes both sides. It's a bit of a Pella. Rabbi Osai, in Sivkotten, I'm just giving you one to look up later on your own. In Sivkotten Yudches, till now we're in Sivkotten Tez Zion and Yud Zion. In Sivkotten Yudches, he quotes an opinion which says, Rabbi Shechter talks about this, that the chuppah has to be a kosher tzuras a pesach for an erev on Shabbos. It's supposed to be a symbolic mechitza. That being the case, it can't be what's called min atzad. You know what I'm talking about? We learned erev in June. I don't know what was there here. It goes like this. It's no good. It's be like this. Can you believe it? Can you believe what you're saying? That's what someone says. And others disagree. Here they quote two opinions. Some say it has to go down to the floor. You know, my uncle was a rabbi and did weddings in his house sometimes. He owned a portable chuppah. What was it? Four sticks with a canopy on top. And it would be held by four people. Wouldn't go to the ground. Couldn't go to the ground. It wasn't tall enough. Some possum say it's no good. We assume that it is good. Somebody says, an oel zorok. You know, if you need a hilchos oel, it's a bit of chatzitzis. Someone would say, we say, pi tikra yorid v'soyse. This is hilchos erivim. We don't say it on for all four ruchas. It's only by the rice, not by the rabbanas, by carmelis. All kinds of hilchos Shabbos coming in over here. What if it's made from flowers, branches? Apparently, they did it that way. Gemara said in Gittin Daf Nun Zayin, They made the chuppah out of the branches of a tree. Some say it's no good. Let's give you what it says over here. The Ramah said, after they go to their house, what was the minhag in Eretz Yisrael? This is very important. I'm giving you this also a post now, Sivkotan. You test. The Ramah's lashon is, look in the Ramah, v'chakach molichim osam lebeisam. Be'eretz Yisrael aminik, shachosin molech es akala biyodo lebeis anisuin, yosem mi'araba amis. Where's it coming from? A Taz. The Taz says, molech achosin es akala lebeis anisuin, kon oso beholocha zu. Take a look at what I'm saying in the Taz. Sim and Samach Dalid, Sivkot and Aleph. You believe it? This is the Hasidim do. He pulls her. Pulls her.
Holds her or he holds her?
Holds her. I don't know what you want to say. Depends. Depends how you want to say it. Okay. The Taz in Simon Sam of Dalin.
Would you fulfill this obligation if you carried her?
Sure. Allah has come and become. Be strong for that. Okay. So the Taz says over here, in Simon Samach Dalid, Sivkot and Aleph. Oh, this is very long.
Whoa!
Forget it, I'll never find it in here. It's found earlier. Well, it's in here. But you see how long this is? I can't find it. This is too long for me. He says the same thing earlier in Simon Nun Zayin, Rabosai. Nun Zayin Sivkot and Dalid. I hope that's shorter. If you could find it in Samach Dalet, more power to you. It's very long. Simon and Zion, that has to be shorter than this. Let's see if we can find it. Here we go. Sivkot and Dalet. Oh, it's not too bad. Okay. This is as follows. He says, Mikomakom b'derech ha'nisko kan, shabal holech imom en achupo lebeis ha'nisuim, Kenol Choldova Machmas Vesiro Lershuso. That's what he says. If he's Molecher, right? In Simon Nun Zayin, the Machabe said, Vahochi Beatzon Ovila Beis Bala, Veinima Lo Bala Lo Shluchov, etc., etc. So if the Baal is with her, Yarsha Fila Mesa Bederach. That's what he seems to be saying, even in Almana, because he actually walks her. And look what he says in fight there over here. He says, "Ki b'daras the rishon lo hayu osm chupa al kusonos at all. No canopy. And shoya bais miyuchad l'nisun ulisham holchin achosav akala. Vein shayach sham b'siris v'shus el gaholo halachima kolechad bo b'fnei atzma." Bekitzer, this is what he says. Bekitzer in Nun Zayin. Those who want to try to find it, I mean, I'll look for a minute. And the Taz Simon Samach Dalet Sivkot on Aleph. This is again exceedingly long. Find it.
Wait, what was the middle again? To guide her for almost from to the base of the suin or from the chuppah?
From the chuppah, get an impression. Hold on, see if I can find it. Yeah. He says, whoa, wait a minute. There's obviously some kind of a hagol here in this Taz. Because someone is calling the Taz in the Taz. Oh, man.
Maybe that's why it's so long.
That's why it's so long. No. Divriya Taz Shekosav, Shafilu Balmona Darin Chupa Konaba Mikomok. He's calling the Taz and Simon Nun Dalit. There's obviously some kind of hagol was put into this Taz. I wonder it's so long. Oh, amazing. Sounds like he walks with the four amas from the chuppah. Ad kan divrei ha-magia. Oh, the magia ends two lines before the end of the Taz, Sivkot and Aleph. Where does he begin? Who can find the beginning of the Haggah? Anybody? This is so long. Where does the Haggah begin? Can't find where it begins. Anybody? It's a different print in your version? it's all the same big black print. Oh, I found the beginning of the Haggah. Dibri HaMagiyah. It's about less than halfway through. It's a bracket. Dibri HaMagiyah. Okay? Because of the Beis Shmuel starts. Obviously, the Beis Shmuel lived after the Taz. The Beis Shmuel over here is found over here in Simon Samach Dalad, Siv Katan Vav. We learned most of it earlier today. Let's pick up where we left off. Okay? We left off, you remember, Lushon Lomash became a Tzarechim. It's the middle of the Taz. Uvetshuvas Masas Binyamin Simon Hanal, Pasa Mahani Yichud Ba'amona. Haino Apipsak Harav Ramo, Simon Samachal, Pachupas Nida, Have called him, Have Chupa Mishum Dahokim, Haino Ba'amona, Yichud Rola Bia. Yichud Shamarno, Haino Achanis Kedushin, Have called him Kedushin Lomahani, the Kaimalon, Chupa Below Kedushin, and a Kona. Kamasas Yachanimot, he's a Yichud. Masas Binyamin. Well, the sheet is post came to serve Bia Balmona, Lav Gmar Bia Lahara. Fine. It's what Kiddush also. Lahara, Achara, Kiddushin, Kona, Kamosha, Kosa, Besimon, and Hay. Masha Kosa, Maril, Harola, Mahani, Tamua, Fikshola, Bichuvas, Masas, Binyamin, Shah. Chos, Ari, Hi, Tahora. Avalim, Hi, Tumea, Mutu, the Consul, Bear of Shabbos, the Hahu, Ain, Bo, Olea, Bishabbos, Ven, Kona, also Bishabbos, Kosa, Vitas, the Kosa, Vod, Afa, Gav, the chupalo mahani bi'almona mikomakom mimabal holich ima menam chupalo holocha lo locha lebeis and esu and kona also holocha zu ve'ein nere. That's what we saw in Nun Zayin. It appears in Samach Dalet as well. And the Beis Shmuel disagrees and says he thinks that the Taz is incorrect. Is incorrect? Incorrect. That's what he says. He says it's incorrect. Oh. Now, what is the source for the this idea of halacha lebeiso? Where does it come from? For the Magad Mishnah. Magad Mishnah says this, Rabosai, in Hilchos Ishus. It's not on the Makoros, so I'm not going to read it right now. But he says something along those lines. It's considered the Rishus Abal. Finally for today, Rabosai, Chalkos Machokek, Sivkotan, Yud Aleph. Nun Hei, Rabosai, Sivkotan, Yud Aleph. It's the last point for today. Again, I'd like to finish this Indian on Sunday, B'siyat HaDishmai. But the Chalkos Mechokek Simen Nun Hei Sifkot Nyud Aleph is as follows. Adayan Arusahi, even if they made brachas, Nimsa Shalom Yofa also Shabircha Birchas Chasanim to Nisyachtim Yad Velo Nisyachtim Yad HaKach. You want to have the brachas right before Samach La'asiyah over La'asiyosan. That's why many Rabbanim are insistent that they try to hurry them up, the chosn kala out of the chuppah, quickly to the yichud room. Because in Kor, if you want to be machber, the yichud room is the yichud room to be as part of the nisuin. There shouldn't be a long time gap between the birchas nisuin, which is seven shavuot brachas, and that point in time. So the mevorach and birchas chasana b'shas kiddushin b'veis arusa, had a dafka b'shiyuda shemisyachad ima, ayin magad mishnah. So it's better to do it as quickly as possible. Kams of Avajin says no. No, they're only birchas hashevach v'odo. This is found over here, Rabosai, in the Otzer Poskim Chof, quotes Rabbi Avadya. Rabbi Avadya Paskins and Yabia Omer Chelik Hei Simen Ches. Have you been at Sephardic weddings, my friend?
Yes.
Is there a yichud room?
Yes.
There is.
There was.
Yes. Really? Rabbi Avadya says they don't do yichud. Rabbi Avadya says they don't do yichud at Sephardic weddings. The yichud is when they go home. Rabbi Avadya Paskin Talocha Lamaisa, that a woman who is Ashkenazi and has Yichud has to cover her hair completely, totally, from the moment of Yichud Aroi Lebiya and on. We, Sfardim, Rabbi Avadya writes, we don't have Yichud, so they go home. So she doesn't have to cover her hair so well. And he writes it. Lachenu Ashkenazim Ayotzim B'Yad Rama. That's we saw that expression just recently. Okay, that's what Mavadja says. Ah, you better check out with your brother. Was there a full...
I don't know if Teimanim are different.
Ah, Teimanim are different than the regular... Uh-huh. Now, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I don't want to say. Is there a time for Yichud? How many minutes must there be in there? If at all. So I'll end with the shiur with this and we'll continue tomorrow. On Sunday, rather. Watch this. Kazan Bebe Shmuel, Simen Samach Avsel Kotten Beis. To be Shulchan Aruch, Mavur, the bia she'achar kiddushin kona b'hara im kain im ha'yichud shir hara have chuppah. Don't need a full bia. The shir hara, hara means that the eber hazacha touches in that particular place. What is that? He says, look at Shulchan Aruch later on, or in the Gemara Masechta Sota, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Kedei litzlos beitza ulegoma. To cook an egg and to swallow it. How many minutes is that? Okay, you have assignment over Shabbos. So it's cook an egg and swallow it. See how long it takes? It says litzlos eitza. It means to roast an egg. Is it a soft-boiled egg? Is it a hard-boiled egg? Machab and Dusai egg? Exactly, we don't know. Those have a full Shulchan Aruch, which I have in front of me now. Open up to Simon Kuf Ayin Ches. We'll end with this. Kuf Ayin Ches Siv Dalet. Those who have. Kuf Ayin Ches Siv Dalet. The very, very end. The last Simon in Evan or Ezra. Kuf Ayin Ches Siv Dalet. Ketari Astira. Astira is, you know, by a Sota. Ketari Astira. What does it say? Shenistra b'fneyedim im also ploni shekinila v'shasa k'day tuma shekinay litzlos beitza ulegoma'a. So the dav dalem and alf. I don't know. How long is that? How long is that? How many minutes? Don't know. You have an assignment, Rabosai. Either make an egg or look at the mefarshim. Pay faster and look at the mefarshim and so the dav dalem and then the new gemaras. And find out if they give an estimate of time. Okay, Rabbi Hashem, if there's someone disagree with the whole thing, we'll start by Mitzvah Hashem with your homework on Sunday, and then we'll go on. Hopefully, finish his Yom and start the new sheet. Hopefully on Monday, maybe the end of Sunday if we're able to go quick. Okay.